You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of Mark, chapter 11, verse 24 to 26. I read, "Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them. And whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive him, that your Father in heaven may also forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father in heaven forgive your trespasses." Brethren, this is a great secret about prayer. Jesus said, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. Now, I want you to note the difference between those two words. Believe that you receive them and you will have them. So many people want to believe they receive them when they have actually have them. But we must actually believe that we've received. That's how prayer works. You don't believe your prayer when it has been answered. That's, believe it or not, that's how we want to approach prayer. We pray. We are not sure if it's going to get answered. If it gets answered, then we believe that it has been answered. No, it says when we pray, we should pray with conviction that it is already done. Well, you say you don't have it, but you have believed it. That's how prayer works. It's not daydreaming. Everything you are praying about to God for, according to His will, brethren, believe that you have received it and you will have it. So it is not just God. Many times we put the burden of prayer on God. It is not just God. Your faith is important. But then Jesus added another dimension. He says, and whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive him, that your Father in heaven may also forgive you your trespasses. Which means that no matter the faith you have, if you read the verse 26, the last verse, he said, but if you do not forgive, neither will your Father in heaven forgive your trespasses. So no matter how great your faith is, if there is unforgiveness, your prayers will not be answered. You are just wasting your time. You may go to night vigil. You may go and attend camp or go to the mountain. You may do 7 days dry fasting. You may do all kinds of things. It's just a pure waste of time. If you do not forgive people, if you have hurt against anybody in your heart, it could even be a political figure that you hate passionately in your heart, or you feel had made a policy that is against you, and you hold it against that person. You know, you may not suspect, because if it is maybe a family member, a friend, a colleague, you may say, well, this person offended me. But it could be a political figure. It could be somebody at the mall. You know, so it could be somebody that is distant, but which nonetheless, you are holding something against them. If you want to have an effective prayer life, you must do away with unforgiveness. In fact, you don't need anybody to preach to you to forgive somebody if truly your life depends on God. It is people whose life does not depend on God that do not forgive. Anybody whose life depends on God, we forgive easily, because it is going to affect you. Your unforgiveness, you are going to be the first person, that the first casualty of your own unforgiveness. So you may say, but I have faith, but I believe, but there is unforgiveness in your heart. God will not hear you. That prayer will go into pending until you are able to clear the issue of unforgiveness. Is there anybody that you are holding anything against? Please forgive. Thank you for listening. For inquiries and counseling, please reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.